I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. Your past cannot be, you can't repair it, but you can change your tomorrow by your action today. Forget it and move forward. Dust yourself and do what? You failed in business? Forget it. Abraham Lincoln failed and failed and failed. You can imagine if he allowed his past, he wouldn't have been president of America. Is that true, sir? Me standing to talk to you, I failed before. You can imagine if I keep talking about my failure, I won't be here. I'm not a failure anymore. Anybody who looks at me will know I'm a super success. But I failed before. I failed before. Are you hearing me now? You can't call me a failure now. No way. Even if you're blind, you can't say I'm a failure. You know why? Thomas Edison was told that everything in his experiment lab has been engulfed by fire. And when they told him, Thomas Edison killed the wife. He said, come up, sweetheart. You see that fire? You may never see that kind of fire all your life. He was making fun of what happened. He said, come and see the kind of fire. All lifetime experiment, everything was on fire. He said, come, you may never see this kind of fire. So let me see the kind of fire so you can have how fire is. After that, he took the world of science by storm. Every setback is only a comeback to take you up. That's why when you see people want to take high jump, they go backward first. Yes, something happened that took you backward, but very soon you go upwards. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't allow what happened yesterday stop you for your tomorrow. Say, I have a future. Say it like a child of God. I won't allow yesterday's trouble stop my dream of tomorrow. Shout hallelujah. Living in the past is a dull and frustrating business. Everything people's comments will make you is normal. That's part of it. And don't allow the comments and statements of people demoralize your spirit. They can mock you. It's because God wants to make you. They mocked Jesus, so it's not new. They mocked him. If you are the Son of God, why not save yourself? Are you the first? You go to church. You are not the first. They told him, if you are truly the Son of God, come down and save yourself. You save others. After the mockery, God said he has highly what? Exalted. Every mockery is for a lifting. They mocked Sarah, so you are not the first. They mocked Hannah. They mocked Abraham. They mocked your Savior, Jesus Christ. So if they mock that you couldn't even pay for your house rent, just know very soon you'll be given houses. I thought I would hear a loud amen. Yeah. I thought I would hear a loud amen. Yeah. Yeah, what the Bible said concerning Jesus. I'll give you biblical characters that became great despite their past. Certain characters in the Bible that became what? Jesus, the number one example. Now, he had a background that nobody understood. He was born of the Holy Ghost. Before then, no man was born of the Holy Ghost. So they were even asking, how do you say God is your father? How are we sure? Because nothing like that has ever happened. Am I talking? So he became a laughing stock. Look at this man saying, he and God are one. That himself and God are one. How can this man be talking like that? You can imagine if Jesus kept talking about, see the way they are talking about me, that I'm not the son of God. He wouldn't have done God's purpose for his life. You are too bothered about people's statement. They say, are you sure you are the son? How do you say you? Are you not Joseph's son, carpenter's son, carpenter? They abused him as a carpenter. They say, look at carpenter and say he's the son of God. Carpenter. That is the Messiah was mocked. But he said, nonsense. Your mockery can't stop me. So you are not the first. You are not what? First. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12 verse 2. He saw the future, and when they were stripping him naked, he said, nonsense. I won't allow it to affect what I have ahead. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew the truth. He charted his course because he knew that whatever they are saying cannot stop him from what God has for him. People abuse you. Is that why you remain like somebody who has been abused? When he was born, it was only God and his mother that knew it. Not even Joseph who knew. Joseph at the time even doubted before God told him that she's born of that child in her is of the Holy Ghost. You can imagine that kind of background where even his biological father did not believe first before God said, hey, that child in her is of the Holy Ghost. You know many things I went through Joseph's mind? Are you going to say now? But I said, while he thought on these things, then God said to him, the child in her is of the Holy Spirit. So if you are Jesus, what will you do? You will not preach again. Now, I will tell you of another man who I think his own is the relevant one for this gospel more than anybody. Paul. Who? Paul's example is the best. Paul had a very terrible past. His zealousness in persecuting the Jews, the Christians, was very high. He was a Jewish. He persecuted the church, the Bible said, and wasted it. And did what? This man was so hard. He was called Saul before he became Paul. Now, in Galatians 1, hear what the Bible said concerning him, verse 13 and 14. There you understand. Hear the word. He said, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish world, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Wasted it is a very funny language and is a gang language. Hope you know it. To waste is a mafia terminology. He was a militant. That wasted it is a mafia terminology. I'm a killer. You know me that I was a killer. That's the meaning. It's not a good language. But hear what he said in verse 14. And profited in the Jewish religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. You know my background, my past was nothing to write home about. He was the leader of the group that killed Stephen. The Bible said they took the clothes of Stephen and put on a young man whose name is called Saul. So Saul was the area boy that led the group to kill Stephen. He watched the cruel something. Now you can imagine Saul becoming Paul and then coming to preach. And Stephen's wife was there with the children. Did you hear me at all? And you know, it was not only Stephen he killed. He killed so many people. So I wasted the trial. He was a killer. In fact, he was going to kill more when God arrested him. He was on his way. to kill him all. When God said, hey, why persecuted that me? So. Now, such a man, if God had called you like Paul, will you preach? Many of us would have said, you know, I would have preached, but you know the bad things I did. I can't face them all. Now, but hear what Paul said, it will humble you. That's why you too behave like Paul. Paul said, despite my past that you have heard, Acts 20:26. I'll read two scriptures. Hear what Paul said. Here it is, Acts 20:26. Are you there? Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from blood of all men. You know why he says so? If any man be in Christ, he said, if you think I killed, it's Saul that killed. Paul is born again. And the one who killed, I didn't kill anybody. Who is speaking? Paul said that if you think I killed, I didn't kill anybody, because the one who killed has died. This is a new man. Hello. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 2 will make you laugh more. This one is not even funny. 2 Corinthians 7:2. Look at what he said. Look at your Bible. 2 Corinthians 7:2. He said, receive us. We have wronged. Who is speaking? We have wronged who? A man who kissed Stephen. We have corrupted. We have defrauded. Okay, you stay there. I've been thinking of your past. Is there, in case you are bothering about my past, I didn't do anything bad. If Paul allowed his past, he wouldn't have been able to preach. He wrote about 13 books of the New Testament. Founded churches that are still existing over 2,000 years ago. So you can imagine if Paul still like this. Is it me that kill people? God, you know, I can't preach. Hear me again. Say, one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past. You were militant, put it behind you. You were. You are not the one. If any man be in Christ, all things. When you were not born again, you were a militant. If anybody wants to remind you, tell him the militant is not me. The militant is dead. I'm a new man. Hello. The prostitute is not me. The prostitute is dead. I'm a new person. The one who failed is not me. I'm a new person. Now here the man Gideon, the third example. Jesus first, Paul second, Gideon. Now Gideon came from a very poor background. In Judges chapter 6 verse 15, hear what Gideon said. He said, and he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. A background, very funny background. Despite his past, God used him as a major instrument to defeat the Midianites. He delivered Israel using the same man who said, I had a poor background. Well, whether you were a militant like Paul, a prostitute like Rahab, who later became a member of the royal family of Jesus, and a heroine of faith, had a poor parental background like Gideon, you lost your husband like Ruth, you had a child out of wedlock, had a limited education like Peter, or you were ill-treated in a relationship, or you were a thief like that thief on the cross who still made heaven. Now rise above the stigma of any questionable event of your past. Stop repeating stories
of how you failed in the past. Stop pointing your fingers at the company that sacked you. Stop advertising your pains. Stop meditating on your flaws. Concentrate on your future and forget your past. Great is your future. Wise, keep bemoaning the thing that you can't change. Now look up and tell yourself, I can't make it.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of thorning within. Thou changest not thy compassion.
Defend
not as thou hast been, thou
forever will be.
Sing it, great.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Here's the best way to forget the past. Put a big picture of your future before you. Let it so consume you that the memory of the past will not be there anymore. Have a dream that is so big and never allow anybody to remind you of your past. Whoever wants to remind you of your past, shut the person's mouth and say, please don't remind me of my past. It is not me. I don't want to remind me. And if it does not stop, cut off from that person. It's not by force. Relationship is not by force. It's by choice. Don't keep company with somebody who keep telling you, you know, you failed last year. And stop talking about your failure. Start talking about what you want to do. Start telling the person, I know. If somebody jilted you, stop talking about it. Start talking about how you want to do your next wedding. Oh, yeah. The kind of person you're expected to get married to. If you lost in business, stop talking about it. Start talking about the kind of business you want to do. Never talk about your past. Start talking about your future. If your house got burned, tell somebody that you are going to live in the best houses in the world. That very soon you will build houses to give to others. Don't talk about the house. When they tell you sorry, say, don't worry. I'm not. Don't sorry me. I have a future. All this is happening because I know God wants to take me to another level. Great is His faithfulness. One more time. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Hear me again. What is it that is giving you concern? God is bigger than it.
No matter what you have passed through, God is bigger than that challenge. It happened for a testimony. If there was no barrenness, we wouldn't be talking about Sarah and Hannah. If there was no dead, we wouldn't be talking about Lazarus. If there was no scarcity, we wouldn't be talking about Jesus giving food to 5,000. There isn't. If there was no life, Ruth wouldn't have been in the genealogy of Jesus. She lost her husband. So whatever happened, God will turn it to a testimony. No matter what you have passed through, God is bringing something bigger than that. No matter what challenge you have seen in life, God, Job lost all. But he said the later end of Job was better. In case you lost everything, there shall be restoration today. In the name of Jesus. They mock Jesus. In case somebody is mocking you, don't bother about the mockery. Just know, just like Jesus, after now, God will give a testimony that will shake the entire world. One more time, great is his faithfulness.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Can you see your future? How many know that it's colorful and bright? You change the song. It's colorful and what? Colorful and it's bright.
I must get there. Colorful and it's bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. My future is bright. Say colorful, colorful and bright. I must colorful, colorful and bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get home. My future is bright. I say colorful, colorful and bright. I must colorful, colorful, and it's bright. I must get there. Oh, my future is bright. I must get home. My future is bright. I must get there.
You pray two prayer points. Lord, every memory of negative past, I wipe it off with the blood of Jesus. He said, whatever we counsel on earth shall be counseled in heaven. And Colossians chapter 2 verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Satan keeps reminding you your mind. Can't you see? Don't you know who you were? You are good for nothing. Are you sure that does anybody will marry you in the same church when you were a prostitute? Look at five people who followed you. Can they not marry you? Tell him quiet. I'm not the same person. Wipe off the memory of that negative past with the blood of Jesus. If you can picture it, tell that negative past, you will never affect my mind again. I come against you with the blood of Jesus. And then pray that simple prayer before I tell you the next prayer point. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Every memory of a negative past in anyone's life, we'll wipe it off with the blood of Jesus. Every memory of any negative past, we'll wipe it off with the blood of Jesus. The command from your mind, no more. Memory of any negative past. In the name of Jesus Christ. The one that can give you good picture, his name is the Holy Spirit. He said, Holy Ghost, from today, I want to receive pictures from you. of my future as I read God's word. I want only memory of good things in me. Spirit of God, help me from today. He says, shall teach you and bring all things to your remembrance. Spirit of God, bring good things to my remembrance from today. Lift your voice and engage him. Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance good things. The memory of good things. Good pictures from you, Holy Spirit, of a great future, of a great destiny. From today, Holy Ghost, I receive good pictures from you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. This is where pictures come from. Put your hand here and say, from today,
only good pictures
from the Holy Ghost. Remains here. With the blood of Jesus, I have declared no memory of any negative past should remain here anymore. In the name of Jesus. And remove your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, anyone that wants to remind me of my negative past, put them far from me. May they never cross my path. In the name of Jesus. Accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.